Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Lord, clean my heart, based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 8 to 10. Let us see what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. And it came to pass, while they were slaying them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face and cried and said, Ah, Lord God, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Israel in thy pouring out of thy fury upon Jerusalem? Then said he unto me, The iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great, and the Lord is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness. For they say, The Lord has forsaken the earth, and the Lord seeth not. And as for me also, mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head. Unless we give our all to Jesus, Satan will pull us away from the control of the Holy Spirit and cause our motives to get to the point where it is beyond repair. Those of us Christians who continue to believe that we cannot overcome sin in the mortal flesh need to take some time and reflect on the actions of God towards the children of Israel found in Ezekiel chapter 9. Those of us who will not let go the many idols that we worship on a daily basis need to take some time to reflect on the action that God took against the children of Israel found in Ezekiel chapter 9. For some strange reason, as followers of Christ, many of us will not allow the Holy Spirit to take full and complete control of our lives. Like the children of Israel, instead of asking the Lord to help us to flee the very appearance of evil, we continue to spend time admiring those who have not surrendered their heart to the total control of the Holy Spirit, and therefore, instead of walking in the footsteps of God, we walk in the footsteps of Satan. Like the children of Israel, we continue to ignore the many warnings sent to us by God that we should not have other gods before Him. In Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 8 to 10, the Bible records what happened to the children of Israel because they ignored His warnings, and it gave the reason why God took a specific action against them. The word of the Lord said, And it came to pass, while they were slaying them, and I was left, that I fell on my face and cried and said, Oh Lord God, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Egypt in thy pouring out of thy fury upon Jerusalem? Then said he unto me, The iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness, for they say, The Lord has forsaken the earth, and the Lord seeth not. And as for me also, mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head. Do you see what happened to the children of Israel because they would not get rid of the many idols that they had in their lives? Here we see the Lord telling Ezekiel that he had to destroy his chosen people because their iniquity was exceedingly great. When the Lord used the word iniquity, what does he mean? The Strong Concordance defined the word iniquity as perversity, depravity, iniquity, guilt, or punishment of iniquity. The International Standard Bible Encyclopedia provides the following information regarding the definition of iniquity. It says, primarily, it denotes not an action, but the character of an action, and is so distinguished from sin. Hence, we have the expression, the iniquity of my sin. End of quote. So here we see the Lord destroying his chosen people because their motives were evil. Do you see what happens to us when we do not allow the Holy Spirit to take total and full control of our lives? Instead of focusing our attention on the changes which needs to take place in our heart, we will focus our attention on our outward appearance. You see, my friend, while men will look at the way we dress, the things we do, and the words that come from our mouth, God will examine the motives of our heart. As far as the Lord was concerned, the motives of the heart of the children of Israel were beyond repair, so he had to destroy them. Study that for a moment. Can you imagine that those who attended church on a regular basis, read their lessons, studied every day, participated in evangelistic activity, and made their financial contribution to the church on a regular basis, could ever get to the stage where their motives were beyond repair, that God had to destroy them? Today, God is calling on us to flee the very appearance of evil. Today, God is calling on us to surrender every area of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit and to allow Him to take control of our lives. Now, this is the only way that we are not going to experience what happened to the children of Israel. There are too many of us Christians who have too much confidence in self. This self that we possess is carnal, and God needs to get rid of it before He can get rid of us, or before He can get rid of the terrible motives that we have in our heart and create some repair of our heart. I pray that we will continue to ask God to purify our hearts through the indwelling Holy Spirit so that our motives will not get to the point where they are beyond repair. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for another powerful message and a reminder. You know our hearts. You search our motives. While man looks on the outward appearance, you examine the heart. Change your heart, dear Lord. Do whatever is required to purify our heart so that our motives will be in alignment with your will, we pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.